This episode of Critical Hit is being brought to you by Harry's. Go to harrys.com/criticalhit to get $5 off a trial set. Hey, everyone, it is Steven Schleicher, and before we get into this week's episode of Critical Hit, first of all, I want to thank everyone who sent positive words about the episode a few times ago with the audio all messed up. Really, really appreciate that. It's good to know that you are positive in light of a bad situation that we face there. And again, I really appreciate that. You know what else I really appreciate? I really appreciate a good close shave that I get with a Harry's razor. It really is. And I know I have a beard and people might be going, well, Stephen, what do you need a Harry's razor for? It's because I don't have a beard going all the way down my neck. So I still have to shave the neck. And because of the blades that Harry's have, you know, they got the five sharp blades that really get close to your face. And if you flip it over the other side, you've got four, and then you've got the one so that you can go in and trim and clean up those areas that need to be cleaned up. And so I really appreciate that with the Harry's razors. And listen, Harry's wants you to get even more savings. So if you are a new customer, if you've never tried Harry's before, you get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/criticalhit. Now, Harry's believes everyone deserves quality shaving supplies at a fair price. They don't inflate their blade prices or add unnecessary features like flex balls or who needs a heated handle. You know, they got a good handle that's got a good clean grip. I love it. It's ergonomically designed. It's so great. And all the blades are manufactured from Sweden. The steel comes from Sweden, and then they're made. The blades are made in their world-class factory right there in Germany. They cut out the middleman, which means that you save money, and they also want you to feel good about your purchases. They have a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. 1% of the proceeds of every Harry's razor that you buy are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. And that's a pretty good deal. So here's what you need to do. Harry's has an amazing offer for listeners of this show. New customers get $5 off a trial set when you go to harrys.com/criticalhit. That's harrys.com/criticalhit. You get the five blade razor, a weighted handle, the foaming shave gel with aloe keeps your skin nice and smooth, and you get a travel cover. You get that trial set, $5 off. Join the millions of guys who are already saving money. Go to harrys.com/criticalhit and claim your offer today. Don't wait. Get it while it's good. And Harry's always brings the goods. And they're sponsoring this episode of Critical Hit, so we got to thank them for that, too. Thank you, Harry's, for sponsoring this episode of Critical Hit. Welcome to Critical Hit, Major Spoilers Podcast. I forgot what show this was. Hey, we're back. I know.
To Munchkin 5.
Welcome, yes. Munchkin 5, the year we make contact.
For those of you keeping score, that was Steven making an old reference and cracking me up. So it's opposite day.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to have more of that in this show as we dive right into it. Rodrigo, where are we going with our shenanigans this week?
I think we're still talking about magic items.
Oh, that's right. So I think last time.
Critical hit.
I think it was. Sakaar wanted some flamey swords.
It was take advantage of having your artificer back day is what it was.
Yeah. And then I think Orym was looking to see if Randus had anything that he could scry, although Orym did figure out a ritual to check on these people who are trying to spy on us, or whoever has the starfish, technically.
Yeah. Little Sparkle wanted some Doc Martens with that backward fourth toe thing, so that's kind of cool.
And I think everybody cleaned up the ship nicely. And Drumstick went to sleep.
That's pretty much what happened.
All right. There we go.
Uncritical hit. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. So I think Orym was kind of getting ready to prepare another...
another pop of...
Ward of the True Name.
Okay.
Or Ward the True Name.
Before that, did... Brian and Matthew, did you guys figure out what you were making for Sakaar's sword?
Flaming better than flame tongue, or
they're different?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think a flame tongue weapon gives you more functionality, but yeah. Mm-hmm. It might actually not stack.
Yeah.
With your fire resistance at any given point, depending on where you get it from.
Now, if you already have fire resistance, that probably...
I actually don't.
Okay.
Without the weapon, I don't have fire resistance anymore.
So, yeah, probably the flame tongue weapon would generally be a better...
The main downside is that you just can't turn off the fire, so...
Right.
If we end up fighting something fire resistant, that could be a little bit of an issue, but...
Well, it's okay. I have another sword where I can't turn off the necrotic, so...
Yeah, see, there you go.
I can either kill you with kindness or burn you to death, so, you know.
Killing with kindness would be radiant.
And then the next question is, how much
money? I can
either
rot your soul or burn your flesh, so yeah. I'm the CW.
Ouch.
What? I'm sorry. I watched Supernatural. It made my brain hurt.
So the highest level flame tongue weapon that Randus can make is a level plus 25 five. Flame tongue weapon plus 5, I believe.
Yep.
Okay.
So that is, that'll run you 625,000 gold.
Oh, my.
Is that a million?
625,000.
It's more residuum than we have, considering that we just used a bunch of it on rituals.
Okay. Oh. You willing to settle for a plus 4?
Yeah, but you can turn gold into... No, I guess you can't, well, can you?
Just you can... hang on. We'll talk about it in a bit.
Okay.
Okay.
So do we have enough for Orym's second ritual casting?
Yeah, I already deducted that.
Okay.
Yeah, but before I do that, I'm going to quickly gather everybody around.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys everybody. Can gather at the helm so that somebody can keep a hand on it.
So Dallan is there. So we're out there. Okay, listen. So I did this ritual that allowed me to see who was spying on us. And as I told Randus earlier, there's a lot of people spying on us. But let me tell you
how many is a lot?
Well, there were more than a dozen.
Wow.
At any time. Oh. But here's the thing. Each of the spells is a little different. Like, there were these floating gems, and I grabbed one of the gems and looked through it, and I saw this woman and a half-elf child or a halfling child. That was looking through one of the gems. I couldn't tell anything about them. I just know who they are. So I can spy back on them if I want to. But then there were, like, beyond the floating gems, there were these silver threads coming off my body, and there was smoke coming off in different directions. And I want to try this ritual again, but I want to know from you, what should I look at next? Should I look at another gem? Should I look at a silver thread? Should I look at the smoke?
Is it our intention to cast this over a dozen times?
Oh, no, I don't think we can do that. I would be too drained, and I don't think we have enough magic materials to do that.
Yeah, if we're just getting faces we don't recognize, that's not especially useful.
Right. So my thinking is, you know, that there's all these people finding us. So I'm thinking that some people might be just in it for the chase, for the money, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if maybe that's what the gems are, if those are a lower type of magic spell, or, you know, maybe the silver is, maybe that's the Bright Armada. Maybe the smoke is Asmodeus. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Was there any way to tell the magnitude of the enchantments in play? I mean, could you feel that one might be more powerful than another? Or
I don't believe so.
Wouldn't the different symbolizations mean more different styles of scrying?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying. Like a low level scrying. Low level scrying might be represented by the gems, the higher one by the silvery threads. It might be, you know, if you're doing some kind of warlocky stuff, that might be the smoky stuff.
But we don't really have any way to confirm.
No, not unless I perform and again, I could go back and look through another gem, might result in just a normal person again. I could go back and look.
So you said that there were more than a dozen instances. How yes. many different types?
Oh, three different types. Like I said, there were the gems, the threads, and then the smoke.
Would you be able to, if you've already looked at a gem, would you be able to have enough wherewithal to look at one smoke and one thread and see if there's any actual information that we can collate from that to see whether one might be...
It's just a matter of me casting those spells multiple times. I'm not able to look at two in one go, because the way that I've engineered this is I really only thought there was only going to be one person looking at us at any time. And of course, in the time that we've been talking here... thanks for the bag, Randus. In the time that we've been talking, more people could be looking, or different people could be looking.
So if there were three different types, would you be able to cast it twice more and look at one each of the other types?
Oh, sure.
If we can divine any difference between them.
I could do that, sure.
Would that be necessarily helpful, though?
Yeah, I don't know that it is. I mean, if you want to spend it one more time, maybe, and like try to look at one more.
I know. Which one do you think I should be looking at? The smoke,
your guess is
the threads?
As mine.
I say the threads. They're okay. Silver.
There were more threads than any of the other ones. The one that had the fewest was the smoke that was coming off my body.
Well, if there were more threads, it might stand to reason that it's a lower power spell or more common.
Yeah, why don't you try the smoke if that's unique?
All right, I will do that one then. Okay, you guys, thank you. I'll go back, get back into the circle. Grind the symbols into the circle.
Okay.
Cast the spell.
Okay.
Close my eyes, cross my legs. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
Now that the guy who was like, I'm sure you're all wondering why I've called you here, just sprinted out of there. What are the rest of you?
How long has Dalin been at the helm?
Not quite a full shift, but if somebody wanted to relieve him, it wouldn't be crazy.
I can take a shift.
Okay.
Have you guys gotten a rest yet?
Not like a long rest.
I say I'll be good for a while longer.
You know these guys take like 6 hours to rest.
Yeah, I'll take a shift now and then rest after that.
Okay.
All right. If you Sparkle insist. Takes the helm.
Sparkle takes the helm. my Panic at the Disco cover band. Woo!
Like, why has nobody ever hit this big button that says Nitro on it?
What's this red one do?
Fast and Furious. Astral Sea.
All right.
Nine Fast. Nine Furious.
What does everybody else do?
I probably discuss with Sakaar various options of flamey-type swords.
Flamey-type swords.
Yes.
You're familiar with what I used to carry.
Yeah, yeah.
Just can we do that again?
We could do that.
I mean, I believe you made the first one, if I recall correctly. He said retconning.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's hard to keep track anymore.
It has been such a long time. I feel like it's been 17 years since we've been in Diamond Throne.
Maybe more or less.
More for you than for me, I'm sure.
What do we
fire?
Fire. What fire. Are we on money wise here? Where are we at?
Well, you have less than 500,000.
So isn't the ballpark 100,000 decent? What was it?
We have 534,475 gold piece worth of Byzygium.
Yeah, because the plus four is 125,000.
You can do that.
Yeah, I think.
If that's the highest you can go before you break the bank.
Yeah, before hitting 625,000 would be the next step up.
So a level four would be 125,000, a level five would be 625,000?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah. exponentially.
No, somewhat. No. I mean, are we just getting enhancement bonuses off of these, or is it like what are the different levels getting for this weapon? Because if enhancement bonus is what most of the cost is, that's not really relevant given Rodrigo's house rules.
Yeah, since we're using inherent bonuses. Yeah, but basically with a flame tongue weapon, he gets fire resistance equal to 3 plus twice the weapon's enhancement bonus. So that would actually matter what we do.
It would be a significantly higher bonus the higher the weapon is.
Yep. Also, if he knocks an enemy to 0, each enemy adjacent to that enemy takes fire damage equal to 5 plus the weapon's enhancement bonus. And the
Honestly, as cool as a flamey magic weapon is, I think our resources are really best spent on wondrous items right now, because they are way more bang for your buck in terms of money than anything that's going to come with an enhancement bonus.
Fair. I mean, if he just wants to make a fiery weapon, we could just do a plus one and not so much the extra bonuses.
Yeah, just for style.
Yeah.
Would there be any fire-resistant options? Because that was what I was looking for.
Well, actually, it looks like plus two is the lowest of flame tongue options. But, you get fire resistance equal to 3 plus the twice the enhancement bonus, so that would give you 7 if we just go with a level 2.
So I will say this. Consider that a magic weapon is one more card that you have to worry about. Like, you guys can spend your resources getting like level 1 shoes and level 3 helmets, and it might be able to like pop you here and there, but they're actually probably not going to be very impactful, and it's going to take up room, and it's going to take up room in your decision making processes.
Yeah.
So I would urge you to try and get the most bang for your buck. Also, I would just, in general, urge someone to look at those barrels.
Wait, what barrels are we talking about?
Remember how you guys got a couple barrels of, like,
the goo.
Amber goop?
Oh, yeah! I forgot about those. Yeah, someone magic-y, go look at this.
While walking downstairs, Orin bumps into these barrels. Hey, what's this? I open them up.
Oh, they're full of goop.
Yeah, what is this stuff? I stick my finger in it.
It's tingly.
Ooh, I pull it out and smell it.
That smells good.
Oh, that's nice. Probably not a good hair product, right?
No.
Huh.
Not unless you really see yourself as a platinum blonde.
Oh, well, I'll let you mention it. Let's see. Tingly as in feels good or feels like ouch? Feels like burning.
Probably large enough quantities of it would start to feel uncomfortable, but in general, it kind of feels like it has a current running through it.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to cast Arcana on it. And I roll a 31.
31?
Yeah, not very high. I rolled a 4.
Well, it's definitely magic.
Huh. Hey, Randus.
Like, yeah, you don't know what it is, but there's definitely, like, a magical charge to it.
Yeah, Dalin.
Yeah, what's up?
Where'd you guys get these barrels of goo?
Dalin?
From the pillar that
the Thousand Hectare Armory.
Thousand Hectare Armory.
You're here too. Hi. Okay, so what is this stuff? Have you touched it? And I smear some on Randus's good arm.
I
don't know if I have a good arm.
It did this to my
arm. Oh, that's right. Well, whichever one you favor the most. You're right-handed, right? I smear it on his right hand.
I'll have to buff that out later.
You feel that? And I give some to Dal and I smudge some on his hand. Feel that? It's weird, huh?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'll do an Arcana check. What is Dalin's Arcana nowadays?
Is the same as Orm's. The Thousand Hectare Armory was not full of this stuff when I was there last.
It came from the pillar at the Thousand Hectare Armory.
Oh, okay. When you took it down?
Also
was
wasn't
a side
there.
Effect of the gourd.
That's a 43 for Dalin.
It is, I mean, you've observed a lot of its properties. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, so the reason why it like bleaches things and why it feels tingly is because it's like basically a magic suspension. It's like very like positively charged, which is why it like blew up those wraiths. But it's kind of like it wasn't created by someone with a purpose. It's just like this extremely magically charged fluid that is actually the byproduct of another reaction. Kind of an elasma type situation.
Yeah.
Well, my armor was absolutely soaked and completely subsumed in this stuff. And I mean, look, you clearly, and Sakaar looks at his armor and focuses for a moment, and clearly nothing happened. But I think something happens. Because I have a magic power on my armor that I've never actually used.
Huh.
Yeah. So when Sakaar says, and clearly nothing happened, there is suddenly like a double image of Sakaar.
Huh. What?
Sakaar?
So you can see that there's literally nothing.
So you can see that there's literally nothing. And it's just like this weird, like.
Echo. Oh, turn that off.
I'm going to.
Also, they don't move exactly the same. Like when one of them puts its hands down before the other one does.
Yeah. Turn that off. That's weird.
I'm a point towards the second one.
Okay.
Sakaar.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, they both turn to look at each other and say that. Also, they're not completely separate. They kind of overlap in places.
I raise up my left hand.
It raises up its right hand.
That's a mirror image.
My right hand.
It keeps its right hand up.
I turn around quickly and then turn around back.
It draws its sword and kind of like moves back and forth like it's expecting a fight and then kind of turns back.
There's
two of them.
Go over to the doorway and I duck over to the side.
Okay.
And then I turn around and whip back in.
Okay. When you do that, it's gone. It's kind of faded away.
Well, that was interesting.
I have a craving for soup all of a sudden.
But what kind?
Duck?
No, I don't see anything to... Oh. The ceilings are quite low in here. You're correct.
So... Huh. So what do you guys think? Looking at Dalin and Randus? Is this something that can be used to make a weapon? Is this something that can be used for magical purposes?
I mean, definitely is a magical substance.
Yeah, I think I'll have to look into this. I think I'll kind of find a beaker or something to scoop out a bit.
Yeah.
Start sciencing at it. Yes.
Science.
Erlenmeyer flask.
Yep.
You can take it back to the lab since Orin's going up that way. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll go with you. Don't blow anything up while I'm finishing up my ritual, please.
Okay, yeah.
I really wish some of those mages would have come with us. We really could use some research assistance.
I think they have some slightly more important things to take care of right now.
I mean, more
plus,
important than new discoveries.
At any given time, you can have two Sakaars and two Dalins.
Yeah, I guess that could be pretty cool.
Wait,
you can make a second you?
I make a shadow clone.
Oh, right.
But I have to hit someone to do that?
Don't hit me.
That's fine. There's another Sakaar. You can hit him.
Yeah.
Let's go test that out.
Team Sword Bro.
Team Sword Bro.
All right. So
they walk through the door at the same time and get stuck.
Randa's go to the lab?
Yes.
Okay. So Orym can finish up the ritual.
I finish up the ritual.
And there is a similar number of each of the things that I had mentioned before. Several silver threads, some smoke that is going in, this time we'll say two separate directions, and we'll say three scrying sensors, none of which are the ones that you grabbed before.
Okay. So the one that I grabbed before is like gone, gone?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to check out the smoke.
Okay. You reach over to the smoke and you hear a distorted voice in your head. Really, two distorted voices.
What do they sound like? Can I make out what they're saying?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Concentrate on the second voice.
Yep.
Oh, they know it's me. Ooh, that's not good.
You also, you hear them continue to ask questions, but the ritual sort of fades away, although you've got a good beat on that first voice that you, again, could potentially scry on them.
Okay, but it doesn't sound like anybody I know.
It doesn't sound like anybody you know.
Okay, all right. So I come out of it. I'm guessing okay. Randus is still doing his lab work.
Randus is doing his lab work, but he's figured out a good way to sort of distill this thing into essentially residuum paste.
Ooh, residuum paste.
Some points he's made or produced a centrifuge.
Yep.
Well, I just figured you built a residuum still where it's just going up.
And... just I mean, tripping. He's built a mini one. Basically, you know that thing in... like cartoon scientists have where there's like multiple beakers that connect to like multiple things that connect to each other.
It's all ridiculously bright colored.
Yep.
So
and there's like a Jacob's ladder in the background.
Yep. And all the way at the end, there's like a little dropper and like Randus like puts down a drop and like looks at it and it's like, egads, this is pure residuum.
So
what did you come up with?
I think it's residuum.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Huh, I've never seen residuum like that.
Well, I think it's kind of suspended in this solution, but you know, we can distill it down, and we got residuum here.
Nice. So wait, that's just, how much did, that was just one beaker full.
Yeah.
There's like two barrels of that stuff out there.
I think we got a good amount here.
Oh my goodness, how long would it take you to distill this stuff?
That's a good question.
Probably several hours.
It'd probably take a while, a couple hours, but...
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, they know that I have the starfish. They know me by name.
Who? What? Who?
I don't know. Whoever I looked on to this time, all I heard were their voices.
Well, I think they pretty much knew we had the starfish as it was.
But they knew me by name.
Yeah. I think we're a little known around here.
Yeah. So, depending on who, I guess the jewel was in Sakaar's possession, but before that it was in, where it was in Dalin's possession, and before that it was in possession of one of Asmodeus's people?
I suppose. I don't know. Maybe we should ask.
Well, I'm just thinking that either when the gem was opened up and I was released, the Asmodeans knew that I was no longer captive, or they know now, or somebody knows now.
As far as I is aware, Sparkle mostly had it.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, this is interesting. All right. Well, so I have two choices here. I can go and I can right now go and look and spy on one of those two people, one of those two groups, either the woman with the halfling, or whoever was just now talking in my head.
Didn't get any visual?
No visual this time. It's all smoky. Got in my eyes.
I see. Interesting. I might see what the group thinks. And...
okay. I'll go and find Dalin.
Okay. Does Randus come with since...
You've got a major discovery.
Yeah, sure. I'll take it. Right.
You guys get back to the main deck. Again, Sparkle is still at the helm, and you guys get there in time to see Sakaar dodge and parry out of two separate Dalin attacks, like attacks by two separate Dalins.
Oh, this is going to be very interesting.
It's weird.
Hey, everyone, good news. Well, good news, bad news, I think.
Yeah.
Randis, why don't you tell them the good news?
Yeah, so the barrels? Seems like we can distill that down into residuum.
Oh, like pure residuum.
Yeah, we can take several hours, probably, but yeah, I think we got a good deal more.
Yeah,
well,
that's
helpful.
Excellent. What's the bad news?
So I did that ritual again. And whoever was scrying was asking questions about who I was, and they know that I have the gem, or that I have the starfish, which, depending on where you got the gem that had me imprisoned, either when you took the gem, Asmodeus knows that you were in possession, or if those people are tied to Asmodeus in any way, they know that I'm no longer in the gym.
Yeah, I mean, we got it from the head of a Gith lieutenant that was using it to basically siphoning all your powers. Oh, that might explain why all your magic items don't work.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the Gith were working for Asmodeus.
Yeah.
So, at this point, I can go back and I can... I mean, we've got plenty of residuum now. Good job, Randis.
I mean, we should in a while, at least.
I can go back and I can start spying on any of these people. Which ones would you like me to start with first? The woman and halfling, or these voices?
I think at this point it's an either-or situation. I don't know that... I mean, we don't really have any information other than dozens and dozens of people are looking at us.
Yeah, there were definitely... the same number there, so it's the same people are still casting these spells.
Well, maybe a flip a coin situation.
I'd say if they were mentioning you by name, maybe do the reverse scrying on the smoke thing and see who that is.
All right, I will go and attempt to scry on the voices.
You said you could tell who they were.
Not
the
voices.
That you know their name?
No, I know what they look like in the case of the woman and the halfling.
Could you hear them?
No, I could not hear them.
You could hear
them.
Although
they weren't talking, they were just looking.
Yeah, they were just looking. But the other ones, I couldn't see anything. I
could
only hear. And it was kind of distorted. And it was inside my head.
Well, a lot of things are these days.
You might be surprised.
I think I, of all people, would not be surprised, but I would agree with Sparkle. I think that the ones you can hear may be the easier channel for information.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go and do that. And then I think, Randis, maybe start distilling as much of that stuff as we can and then make this weapon for... I mean, I think we have a lot. We could probably make all sorts of things for everybody.
Yeah, given enough time. Let's get those barrels dragged up there. And
it's going to be a montage at the shopping mall.
This sounds like a job for the big one. I'll go get the barrels.
Okay.
I mean, I can help.
Yes, you can. This seems like a job for Team Sword Bro.
Team Sword Bro.
Sakaar clicks his sword against Dalin's as they head down to pick up barrels.
I hope Team Sword Bro is a direct reference to the Time Bros on Legends of Tomorrow, or otherwise I'm going to be disappointed.
Don't give away all of my references, Samantha. What have I told you?
No, I'm so happy. I mean, my other name for the Time Bros is... So, you know.
You kind of cut out there. I guess it got censored.
Oh, it's
by,
okay.
okay.
Yes, it turns out that the ones that have been scrying on Orym is actually Warner Brothers Entertainment.
Ooh, maybe they don't want to strike a deal with us.
TM and copyright.
Maybe it's Netflix. 10 seasons on Netflix very easily.
Mm.
Of course, each Netflix season's only 4 episodes. So.
And Netflix does 3 seasons and cancels you, so it's cool. Yeah. We should go with the BBC. We can go on for 30 years and make almost 12 episodes.
We're over by our phones.
Yes. Podcast@majorspoilers.com. You know how to reach us.
Sakaar, Dalin, and Dalin can go down and get some barrels and get them brought over to the lab.
I'm in the lab.
Okay. Did you spend...
Yes, we did.
...the money to work out the scrying ritual?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Which one is it?
This is Observe Creature.
Okay.
So I'm going to sit down... new circle this time. I'm going to have to grind new symbols this time.
Mm-hmm.
And sit down and concentrate. This time I don't actually have to sit in the circle. I can actually peer to the circle because it's going to kind of create the portal for which I'm going to spy or scry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to think and concentrate on those voices. And I want, and their sounds and their intent, and I need to be where they're at. I need to see where they're at and who these voices belong to. And I'm just concentrating on that and repeating that again and again and again. I need to know who the voices belong to. I need to see these voices. I need to know who these voices belong to. I need to see these voices. Present them to me, and I'll do some finger movements and hand flips to make that all happen.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your arcana.
All right. And let me double check here to see. All right. It doesn't say can nobody can help me on this, right? Or can they?
I mean, they could.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, Dalin. Let's see what you got.
I got a plus 2 for you.
I got a 42 total. So based on that, I have the ability to see things for up to 5 rounds.
All right. You get that's a whole 30 seconds.
That's a whole 30 seconds of spying.
Yeah. That's like a spot.
It is.
Speaking of spot, why don't you go ahead and roll me a perception check to see just how much you can get through it.
All right. Let me see what my perception... All right.
That's only going to be covering like peripheral information that you could have gotten to it. You can still spy without any issues here.
28.
Okay. So is this the one that requires a focus?
Yes. And I'm looking through my focus on the end of
yeah,
my...
So, Orym places his sphere at the center, or his orb at the center of the circle. And when the ritual completes, the circle begins to glow and collapses onto the orb, which also begins to glow. And now Orym can like pick it up and look through it.
Okay, I pick it up and I look through it.
Okay.
And I'm kind of I'm looking specifically in the direction of where the smoke was going to when I observed it.
Yeah. So when you look through it, you see an elf. It's a dude elf. He's wearing some very fancy looking leather armor, very likely enchanted. It's like kind of embossed with this sort of like bronzy looking filigree. He has his hands behind him and is looking over the side of a ship. He's got long dark hair, brown skin, very intense green eyes, and has a clipped to his armor, has an object that kind of clashes with how fancy his armor is, which is a very sort of rough wooden disc that has on it a seashell carved out. He is, and that's basically what you see just the moment that you look through.
Okay. I kind of turn around a little bit to kind of rotate in a circle.
Okay.
Do I recognize the seashell symbol?
You do.
What is it?
It's the symbol of Melora.
Ah.
So you're just like turning to look.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still looking at him? What do you want to look at? Like behind him?
I kind of want to look, you know, so if I were in that space,
right?
You know, on the ship. So if I were standing there, and I'm just going to do a 360 really quick to kind of look around. Or
He's on an astral ship. It seems to be manned by other elves. And probably most, the thing that stands out the most when you turn around is that it actually has multiple kind of like large ballista type things.
Okay.
Along the side. But okay. They don't seem to be loaded, or they don't seem to be in use. They're not like attacking anyone. They're just sailing.
Okay. So, Melora. What do I know about Melora?
What do you know about Melora?
I don't know.
She was the goddess of nature.
Ah, yep. The goddess of nature, of course. And, elves.
Yep, and an ally of Arathis Bahamut.
So these might be... friends.
This could be the Armada.
This could be. When I look out of the ship, when I look past him out, do I see any other ships around?
You do. You see other ships in the distance. We'll say two other ships.
Okay.
Sailing in roughly the same direction.
Are they flying flags? Do they have sails?
They are not. Okay. And this one does not seem to either.
Okay. Is there anything else I can pick off this guy, this elf man?
What are you looking for? What are you looking at?
I am looking for anything that might confirm my suspicion that these are allies and that we might search them out, that they might be part of the Bright Armada. Might be looking for anything that might point out his tribe or a name or anything like that.
You don't really see anything that would point out his tribe, and he doesn't have a name tag or anything like that.
Darn it.
He's also not talking. He's just kind of gazing outwards, but he does seem to be armed with a scimitar.
Okay. All right. This is why elves are no good at parties. They never put on their name tags.
Yep.
I know, right?
Okay. Anybody else that I can immediately see on the ship as I'm turning around?
You can see other elves.
That's it. Nothing. And they all just look like regular
They look like
people.
Crew, but, okay. You know, they are elves, so they're, like, very intense about being the crew.
Okay. But no other mixed... No mixed race crew here.
Not that you can tell.
Okay. All right. Can I see what he was using to scry?
To divine? He is currently not engaged in any sort of obvious magical anything.
Okay. And I don't think I can communicate with him, right?
No, I don't think you can make noise through this.
Okay. All right. I'll think really
Although,
hard
let me just double check.
Can you, like, leave a message on the mirror?
I think I was going to just stare at him really, really hard.
Just breathe on the mirror and be like, get out.
I mean, you can try to, like, because sensors are visible.
Mm-hmm.
They're just hard to spot. Like, if you really wanted him to know that you were looking at him, you could, like, basically fly the sensor in front of his eyes, like, back and forth and see if he spots it.
Okay, I'll do that, because it says it shimmers in the air.
Yeah.
A watchful creature might notice. So I'll kind of step in front of him.
Okay.
And see if anything happens as I'm moving back and forth. It says here, creatures must succeed on a perception check of a DC equal to 10 plus my level. So he'd have to hit a DC of 37.
Okay.
Oh man, this is a complicated back and forth here. Because if the person detects it, they can try to banish it, and then I can do an opposition to that if I don't want it to banish.
Right. You can swallow a spider to catch the fly.
Yeah.
That's okay. When you start moving it in front of them, you can tell that he's not like looking out into the distance trying to spot something. He's actually lost in thought.
Ah, okay.
And doesn't really seem to notice it. And then this ship and the astral sea around it and stuff fade out. And you are just sitting there, basically, actually at this point, looking at Randus through an orb.
Okay. Well, I didn't look to see where the stars were. Not that that would probably be any help.
I was wondering if you were going to think to do that.
I thought about it just as it was closing down.
Oh, well.
Boo. Just as it was closing. I mean, I can do it again.
No, stop using our money.
We've got an infinite amount. Well, we don't know how much.
We just had an argument about how we didn't have enough.
Well, my spell only cost 21,000, not 600,000.
All right. Redis should make me new iron armbands of power. Is this clearly the most effective thing that the party can have? Because I'll keep track of it.
Hold on.
I mean, fair.
Is it though?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Look, the best magic item is the one you use, and I can just add that to my damage forever. Just saying.
Oh, well, this has cost less. But view object, which is a ritual I do know, I could find out exactly. I think I can find out where that ship is at.
Oh, well, go do that. How much does that cost?
7,000.
Oh, that's nothing. All right. You officially have my permission as party banker to do that.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna view object.
All right, I'll mark it off.
I'll quickly say the magic words. Which actually recall, you know those magic ball things, those glass orbs that you buy, and people are like, look how it floats in your hand, and you do all those flippy things with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do to get the orb to crank up, because I have to go use my focus on this in addition to that. So I'll throw a puff of residuum on there, say the words, do the David Bowie, whippy dippy thing with the glass orb, and I'll say, I want to see the ship.
The babe.
That the elf, the Melora, let's see, I want to see the Bright Armada.
Okay. So when you perform this ritual, choose a specific object of up to large size. Large is like the size of like a horse.
Okay.
So an entire armada is...
I want to see the location of the symbol of Melora that elf person was wearing. This may not work the way I want if Rodrigo's going to interpret this exactly.
Why would you tell him that?
Well, there's different ways you can interpret this.
He's an honorable man unless we taunt him.
I mean, I'm willing to throw you a bone here, but I don't know that this is going to get what you want, because this is going to like basically spotlight the object.
Yeah, so it doesn't show you the surroundings around that object, right?
I mean, it shows you like the immediate surroundings around that object, which is definitely not going to be the sky.
Oh, okay.
So if you want it to use view object to look at the sky, that's not going to work.
Yeah, boo. All right, never mind then.
You want to refund, like put that back in the bank?
I want to refund that.
Okay.
Because that's what I was afraid of. It was just going to be like, here is a glowing floating badge and you see nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, you basically be able to get like a bust of the elf.
Yeah.
Plus like the area around him.
Yeah. But nothing else.
Yeah. But, and it's like your point of focus always has to be the item, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
View item or a view object is like this, like very much a like, what can I suss out of this? And you already spent time with a better ritual,
okay,
sussing out information. So you're not going to get anything new from
all view right, object. That's fine. That's fine. Okay. So I'm going to go tell everybody what I saw. Okay, listen.
Hmm?
I believe that the people who were spying on us with the smoke, I saw an elf wearing a symbol of Melora on his armor. There were several other ships in the area, in the Astral Sea. That might be the Bright Armada. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that would track.
Now, I only had 30 seconds, so I didn't have time to see where they might be in relation to the stars in the sky.
Oh.
So, I don't know. However, this is a magic ship, right? How does it get you where you want to go? Dalin? How does the ship get you where we want to go?
It does.
So what, you ask it?
Kind of.
Maybe we can ask it to take us to the Bright Armada?
We could, but...
Are we sure that the Bright Armada are actually going to be our allies?
I mean, Melora is friends with Arathis, right?
And Sloth says that they're the leading resistance against Asmodeus.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we be focused on finishing the pillars?
I would agree.
I mean, these might be allies to help us get to the other pillar and take it down.
Yeah, I'd be prone to agree given the naval siege that's going on around Snapstab and how little information we have and how likely it is that we're just going to get hit by a flying building that Maguliet is sending.
I mean, if he's there, right?
Yeah, who knows?
Hmm.
I mean, especially if they're also sending assassins to try to get us, like letting them know that we're, you know, on their side would be.
But if they know who I am, if they know who I am.
Oh, then hopefully they'll stop sending mercenaries to try to steal our stuff.
Or maybe they'll reach out to us.
Well, I don't think they can reach out to us considering sending is broken right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah.
And there were dozens of people watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-huh.
We don't necessarily have any real proof that the person we saw is part of the Bright Armada.
No.
I'm just worried about sailing the ship into an armada of other ships.
So, here's the thing. It would be pretty weird for, say, someone to be putting, like, a symbol of Melora on themselves in case of, like, to bluff in case of counter-scrying. Like, that's extremely specific.
So, the other thing is, none of the ships that I saw were flying any flags of origin or party. So, they probably don't want to be found. They probably don't want to be known. And if you're part of the resistance, you're not going to be flying your Maloran flags all over everything.
This is also very, I don't know, maybe. Yeah, exactly. Considering we don't even know that the ship could just get us to wherever it is that we want to go.
Moreover, we don't know Melora's current alliances. I mean, we presumed that Thien would still be on the same side, and look where that got us.
I'm just reporting what I'm saying, and if this is the Bright Armada, instead of having them kill us, and maybe if they know that it's us, number one, they might leave us alone. Number two, they might be able to provide assistance.
I'm more inclined to check out Snapstab.
As am I.
I mean, I don't know how this ship works, and we haven't. It has so far guided us to some places that it needed. We've needed it to be, but it hasn't been like, "Hey, ship, get me," you know, wherever I want in this impossible fashion. If it thinks that we need to be at the Armada, it might drop us there. If we just try to, like, trust its judgment, who knows where it's going to go?
Do we know where Maguliet's Island is?
Yes.
Do we know where Snapstab is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
We're going in that direction now, correct?
Yes.
And the ship has not shifted into the Feywild to get us there.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We guide the ship and it does what it needs to get us where we're supposed to be.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm reporting. There's a woman and a male halfling and an elf on a ship wearing the symbol of Melora that are poking at us. The elf, I'm just going to call him the Maloran elf. He knows my name and knows who I am. Well, he knows my name.
Yeah, I mean, I guess one counter, unfortunately, against going to try to even if we could rendezvous with the Armada, one counter to doing it is if we're being scried on by a dozen other forces, some of which are inevitably allied with Asmodeus,
true,
is that we could give away their position.
Now, listen, since I've got this scrying thing to work, I think I can work out a way that we could just block everybody from scrying on me for 24 hours.
Oh, well, please do that.
I think so.
How expensive is that?
What did we say that one was, Rodrigo?
One second.
Let me find it here. It is forbiddance. It's going to cost me personally. I have to expend a great deal of my health or my ability to heal. I have to spend a great amount of that, but the amount of residuum is small, like 5,000.
Yeah, but you also don't have the ritual.
Right, so I have to create it.
You have to buy it for 25,000.
25,000, sorry.
And that would just protect you from scrying?
What it will do is it will... basically it creates an area where no one can teleport in, no one can scry in, and I have to stay in that area, and it lasts for 24 hours. That could give us a chance to, I don't know, it could get us a chance to change direction. We could say we're doing one thing and do something else.
That doesn't seem especially useful, seeing as if they can't scry on you, they could scry on me or Randis or the starfish.
Well, they could, depending on what the question is. I mean, if I have the starfish and it's in my possession and I'm in this area, this warding area, they won't be able to see the starfish at all.
But if they're...
Sure, but unless we're all sitting in the area...
Yeah. How big does the area get?
It depends on, I guess, how successful I am with this ritual. It could be small enough just for me. It could be... I'm guessing, Rodrigo, if I'm looking here, Burst 12, as big as the ship.
Burst 12 is a... what's 12 times 5?
60.
So that's 120.
Be 125 diameter. Foot diameter.
Yeah, 125 foot diameter.
That would definitely cover the ship.
Yes.
Well, if you could cover the ship, then that'd be useful. If it's like a little all have to sit in.
If I have to build this ritual from scratch, from my notes and taking things from what I've learned from observing the creatures, the spell here, as well as this detecting who's scrying us. I mean, it may not work. I may only be able to protect myself.
Here's another relevant thing. This ritual states no scrying sensor can enter, no teleporting in can happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you found was just somebody asking questions and getting an answer for them.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't factor into the spell. They could, in fact, just say, "Where's Orym Rivendorn right now?" and presumably get an answer.
Oh, really?
And this ritual would have no effect on that.
Okay.
Presumably, if they're scrying on us now, it didn't just start.
No, they've been watching us for a while. I suspect that is why you've been attacked multiple times.
That is exactly what I was thinking, which means that there may not be any benefit to trying to zig while they zag, because they've been watching us. And at this point, if they know what we've done, there's only one more pillar. Presumably that will be our next target.
Okay, if you guys want to go to the pillar, that is fine by me. If this is the way that we take all this stuff down and hopefully don't destroy the universe in the process, then that is fine. You guys have been doing this a lot longer than I have, taking down these pillars. I'm actually kind of interested in seeing what one of these pillars looks like.
I feel like completing that job should be our primary focus, if only with respect to those that we've left behind at the three pillars. With luck, perhaps taking down the fourth will free them.
Honestly, it's also possible that we, given our trajectory, that our enemies already basically know where we're heading. It can't have gone unnoticed what we've done to the other three pillars.
Oh, I'm most certainly, if these are things of great power, I'm sure Asmodeus knows exactly what's going on, and I have a feeling that this final battle to this pillar is going to be an intense one. Hence, maybe having a few allies might be a good deal.
Oh, I agree, but we, A, don't actually know where the armada is. B, could be putting the armada in jeopardy by showing up even if we did.
True.
And C, don't know that they're actually going to be our allies.
I think they'd almost assuredly be our allies, but fine.
They may not want to take down the pillar. They may just want to go right after Asmodeus.
Sure, I suppose that's possible. And I do feel like we owe it to Seven, if nothing else, to continue the mission.
And Albrecht.
Yes.
And Zanam.
And Zanam.
I made a promise I intend to keep.
And me!
Oh, and yes, you too. I scratch her behind her ear.
Well, let's continue on for now. Maybe, I mean, if you could ward the ship against scrying and teleportation, that would be useful. I don't really want to be ambushed again.
Okay. It's
certainly couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
All right. I can do that. Although I will say that I'm kind of worn out after all this.
Oh yeah. Why don't you get some rest? I should get some rest as well.
Yeah. I think
we can go from there.
For those of us that need some rest, I think we really should get it. Looks at Randus. You do rest now, right?
I need to recharge a bit.
Squint my eyes at him. Recharge.
It's best to just go with it. He may or may not be literal.
Okay. All right. Dalin, you're good? Or who's on the helm? Dalin or... No, Little Sparkle is at the helm.
Yeah.
You're
if
good?
If Sparkle's going to rest, Dalin, do you need to take a rest?
It will probably be easier for me to rest now, though I can rest up here.
Yeah, and as soon as I do, you know what? I'll stay up here too, and I'll do my meditations up here.
All right.
And that way,
then I'll take the helm.
If anyone needs anything, I'm right here and can be alert. So, I'll go down to the area right in front of the main deck there, of the helm, and I'll find a box or something to sit on. Or actually, I'll just sit right on the floor and put my back up against the part that rises up to the helm.
Sure.
And I'll just sit there and go into my meditative state.
Okay.
Little All right, Sparkle Randus, is going to go to bed.
Yep.
Randus is going to finish up with the residuum and then probably power down for a little while.
Yeah.
So you guys will be able to get 1,250,000 residuum out of that.
All right.
So now we have a total of 1,784,475 residuum.
Nice.
Okay, so can I have a sword or not?
You can have a sword.
I wouldn't ask because I know how much you guys hate it when I actually ask things.
We don't hate it. It in fact gives us something to not do.
I think it's still extremely inefficient to make a sword, but
do you want plus 4,425,000 or the plus 5, which would be?
I'd say give him only the 4.
All right.
That's already a lot, right? That's like 600,000. That's like half of the residuum.
I'm so opposed to this.
That is really expensive.
I understand, like, stylistically, it's cool, but it just, like, we're not facing that much stuff with fire damage. We're not like facing that so much with like the enhancement bonus is actually worthless now because of the house rules. And I would just rather spend this money on something that like we'll keep track of and we'll use. I don't know what that is yet. I'd need to pore over some books, but I just don't think that like a fire sword is what we need right now.
Which house rule are you talking about?
Rodrigo's enhancement bonus house rules, in that we have inherent bonuses, so it's not like he needs a magic weapon to keep up with where his to hit should be.
Yeah.
So a few notes about that. First off, you do get a magic weapon gives you a damage bonus, which I think also gets covered, but a crit bonus, right?
Yep.
So
right,
if you consider
magic weapon.
Right. So that's not something that you get from inherent bonuses. And if you consider how many times weapons get swung, statistically speaking, someone's going to crit at some point. So just from that standpoint, a magic weapon might be worthwhile. The higher the enhancement, the better the weapon. Furthermore, in particular, this weapon gives you pretty decent stuff. It is, in fact, unlike most magic weapons, it has a so-so power, but has a bunch of properties. It gives you fire resistance, and once per, or basically if you drop an enemy to zero hit points, you get to deal damage to other things. And that's just a property. That's not something that you have to spend a power on. And then on top of it, it has a power. I would say that specifically the Flame Tongue weapon is comparable to a neck slot item or a, you know, an arm or foot slot item in its functionality. It's kind of a latter-day 4th edition thing after they got a look at magic weapons and said, you know what, magic weapons, especially at this level, need to be a little bit better. So this one's out of Mordenkainen's Magnificent Emporium, as opposed to your flaming weapon, which is out of the PHB. That said, an argument against is that this is, you know, this is Sakaar's offhand weapon. He already has a
primary.
He already has a magic weapon, and he doesn't attack. He doesn't have any dual weapon attacks, so most of the time he's picking one or the other. It just comes down to essentially you guys agreeing what the best course of action is. I don't want people to get mad at each other because Matthew wants a weapon and Sam's cock blocking him about it.
No, that's what fair.
If you guys can't decide, then so help me, I will make you do this in character. And who knows what's gonna happen then. So I'm happy with you guys talking it out. I just A, don't want any hurt feelings. B, I want you guys to consider all your options and consider the edition that you're working with. That, you know, it's good to consider the house rules, but there's a lot, again, like I said, you're much better off getting a handful of things of significant power with your resources rather than a bunch of little things that you can do with a move action here or there in very specific circumstances.
I'm in favor in general of properties over triggered abilities because they're easier to remember and tend to be quite powerful, and the properties on this sword are good, and I would say go for it in a heartbeat if you didn't have a magic weapon already. Does Randus have a magic weapon?
No, not particularly. Well, I got a repeating crossbow, but not melee.
Sure. Repeating crossbow magical?
Yeah, plus 6.
Oh, okay. And Dallin also has a magic weapon?
Don't think so, but also I don't think it's worth
Yeah, that's fair, considering that
Dolan's going to refuse anything that he can't give back that will be guaranteed to be usable by someone else.
No, that's fair. All right.
Hat of disguise.
Yeah. I mean, hat of disguise.
And that's fair.
Hat of disguise is also super useful, always.
Yeah. Yeah, but also hats of disguise are cheap.
Yes. But, like, we're also somewhat limited by Randus's time. Mm-hmm. And I would generally, considering we're like the freaking most wanted people in the world, think that hats of disguise for the party would be probably pretty useful.
Fair.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I feel like I'd have to pore over the books. Like, I want to say that there's probably some other fire resistant items that might be cheaper than getting that from a weapon. If that's primarily what Sakaar wants, but, you know, like I do think everyone should get to obviously play their character and have a good amount of fun, but I also am like, my inner twink is showing that I want to like try to use our party resources as efficiently as possible. So I don't know. Maybe
well, there are five of us.
Yes.
If I vote one way, we know we've got one yes, and you're at least tentatively a no.
Yes.
So I will go with the majority vote, and I won't have any hurt feelings because, again, this is a decision that Sakaar was trying to make in character. So I would like it, certainly, but if it doesn't happen, it's not going to be a game breaker, and I'm certainly not going to pout about it. So
I'm going to go with Sam. I mean, nothing against... nothing against you, Matthew, but I it is really expensive.
I have one question here. So the highest one we could make right now would be the plus five.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be willing to sink that much into it, though.
Right. So the plus four was only 125?
Yeah. 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah, if we're willing to do, I'm game to do the plus four. Or that's that. If we're not talking like half of our money,
yeah. If it's not the 600,000,
you know, make you happy by having a little bit of fire resistance and your cool flaming sword, then that's a totally reasonable compromise to me.
Well, the number of times that we've been being hit with multiple types of damage, I feel like having additional damage resistance certainly couldn't hurt mechanically.
Yeah,
because I've got two, and the last round we got hit by like 50. So, yes. You know, it's hard to say.
Yeah, and again, the problem is that often that they're paired or they're stacking. So, like, if we wind up in like a cloud of, I don't know, fire, and your fire is, and it's just like doing 50 fire damage every time, and that like 20, is that what it would be on the plus four?
On the plus four, it is three, hold on. Yeah, three plus twice, so 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, yeah. So 11 at this level is problematically not going to do that much unless it's, like, if it's pure fire damage, it'll take 10 off, and that's nice. That's taking the edge off. But a lot of things are, like, fire and, like, because that's the way things stack in 4A to make them nastier. And, like, if it's fire and necrotic, ace. If it's fire and, I don't know, lightning, that's not gonna do any good because it's gonna hit the I guess it'll hit the lower one, so yeah, I mean, that's still fine.
you can get a nice economy car, but you may not get the Lamborghini.
And like, it's not going to have all the bells and whistles that you want it to have, but it means that we can all don't all have to ride the bus.
Bells and or whistles.
Brian, what do you say?
I say I'm good with the plus four.
Rob?
Yeah, the plus four is fine.
Okay, man.
Matthew, are you happy with the plus four?
Hey, I'm fine. I would be fine with a plus three.
That's like pocket change. We can do that.
Plus three is really not going to be worth even the pocket change. You might as well cast a decent ritual instead of getting that weapon.
Fair enough. I mean, you probably wouldn't hit with the encounter power too often.
Yeah.
So we can go plus four.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's how a group works out their disagreements and their arguments and share their thoughts without resorting to throwing things or flipping tables or calling people's names or anything like that. So hopefully you've learned a little something this week in Critical Hit.
I don't know, man. I mean, that seems...
How much am I deducting from the residuum?
125,000.
Okay.
All right. That wraps it up. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good week. We'll be back next time. And here's hoping all of your dice rolls and your conversations around the table are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.